The Lord be with you, heart dwellers. Since I've been tied up working on the thumb drive, Ezekiel has been getting a few messages from the Lord, and I'm going to share some journal entries that he made that are going into the second volume of Chronicles of the Bride, if that ever gets done, in the time left to us. And he began, "Thank you, Lord Jesus, for having me come into your holy presence once again. I almost can't believe that here I am again, just past midnight on Sunday morning. I almost can't believe that it's been a few weeks from the last time we spoke like this. I wanted a rhema word from you to know better what is on your heart and mind. I pulled a card from one of our little rhema boxes and read this beautiful word from you. I am bringing you into my chambers. Oh, my God and my King, what a wonderful invitation. I know that there have been times in the past when you've taken me to see the place that you've prepared for me. And now you're actually going to take me into your very chambers. It all seems a bit much. I mean, I don't think that I've been a very good servant for you or others lately. I've been quite distracted with my own sickness and pain. I've had to work hard just to remember to thank you for all the many things that you have done for us and in us and through us. I feel it in my heart, but I know that I don't say it enough. I am embarrassed to say that I don't appreciate everything and everyone more." The Lord began, "My beloved and my greatly cherished one, do you not know by now the long-standing agreement between myself and your soul? Forgive me, Lord, I do forget many things. The only thing that I can recollect is a kind of unspoken offering in which I try to give you my normal sleep hours to keep you company through the night and go to sleep just before or after daylight. Now that it's beginning to get warmer outside, it's a little harder because there are so many things out there in the world and I'm so easily distracted by the beauty of the outdoors and your creation. After having experienced the sweetness of your presence, life on this earth seems to hold absolutely nothing for me. I would much rather tuck into a small niche somewhere where I could simply be with you and pray." The Lord answered, "And that is precisely what I mean. It is because of a singular grace that I have instilled deep inside of you. This is a very special grace that I have reserved throughout the centuries, only granting it to those whose main desire in life is to be in my presence and remain there at all costs. I have said it before, that the person, place, or thing that you most find your mind drifting off to, those persons, activities, and otherwise that you have a habitual attachment to, these are the little foxes who gnaw at the vine. And what is the vine? It is the vine of our love. It is good that you've been calling upon my angels more, particularly your guardian angel. I have given them charge over you, and one very important thing that they do for you is to remind you. They work very closely with my Holy Spirit, of whom it is written, He will guide you to all truth concerning me. So as for your desire to know better what is on my heart and mind, know this. As with you, many of my thoughts come and go. However, not one of them is ever lost, but they are kept in the sacred annals of eternity. The only exception to that are the sins that have been sincerely confessed and repented for. Both they and any thought of them are cast into the sea of forgetfulness. They simply are swallowed up in the ocean of my fathomless mercy and are no more. The one thought, however, that never, ever leaves the forefront of my mind is souls, souls, souls. I can never forget the masses and masses of unsaved men and women and adolescents. I purposely did not mention children. Why? Because a little child does not yet possess the faculties of the older ones. I am speaking about having an informed conscience. In other words, most little children, up to the age of 6 or 7, simply do not have the life experience yet to make an absolute yes or no decision as an act of their free will, nor do they have a full understanding of exactly what sin is. This is all to say that truly, depending on the child's parents and the circumstances that surround the life of the child, they cannot be held accountable at such a young age. Truth is truth, and each soul is different, depending on the grace that he or she has been given. There are, of course, more rare situations whereby a child of 7 or under may very well already have a well-informed conscience. But always remember, with me there is fathomless mercy and a fullness of redemption. I nurse every lamb and lovingly cradle each sheep. Go now and do likewise.